In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I presume that all of us have seen paintings or other depictions of how the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles at Pentecost, filling them with courage and zeal to proclaim the risen Lord Jesus. In many of these artistic pieces, Mary is seated among the apostles. The title that we are reflecting on tonight, the title given to Mary as Mother of the Church, Mater Ecclesiae, comes from that scene where the Church is born at Pentecost and Mary, the Mother of Christ, also becomes the Mother of the Church that was founded by Christ. Pope Leo XIII alluded to that Pentecost event when he wrote the following about Mary in an 1895 encyclical entitled Adjutricem Populi, or translated into English, Helper of the People. So now this was 125 years ago. He was referring to Mary as our helper, the helper of all Christians. He wrote the following. This is from the encyclical. It's what he wrote here is succinct and very beautiful, profound words. He wrote, "The mystery of Christ's immense love for us is revealed with dazzling brilliance in the fact that the dying Savior bequeathed his mother to his disciple John in the memorable testament, 'Behold thy son.' Now in John, as the Church has constantly taught, Christ designated the whole human race. And in the first rank are they who are joined with him by faith. It is in this sense that St. Anselm of Canterbury says, 'What dignity, O Virgin, could be more highly prized than to be the mother of those to whom Christ deigned to be father and brother?' With a generous heart, Mary undertook and discharged the duties of her high but laborious office, the beginnings of which were consecrated in the cenacle at Pentecost. With wonderful care, she nurtured the first Christians by her holy example, her authoritative counsel, her sweet consolation, her fruitful prayers. She was, in very truth, the mother of the Church, the teacher and queen of the apostles, to whom, besides, she confided no small part of the divine mysteries which she kept in her heart." So those were the words of Pope Leo XIII. Since that time, other popes have spoken of Mary by the same title, Mater Ecclesiae. Saint Paul VI, for example, at the conclusion of one of the sessions of the Second Vatican Council, said the following: "We declare Mary as the most holy mother of the Church, that is, of all the Christian people." Pope St. Paul VI also wrote a statement of our belief, which he called the Creed of the People of God. In that document, he wrote the following: "The Blessed Mother of God, the New Eve, the Mother of the Church, continues in heaven her maternal role with regard to Christ's members, cooperating with the birth and growth of divine life in the souls of the redeemed." In other words, Pope St. Paul VI was telling us that Mary, as Mother of the Church, helps us. She cooperates with God's divine life that is offered to us. The title itself, Mater Ecclesiae, dates back to the time of St. Ambrose in the 4th century. St. Ambrose had two titles for Mary. First, he called her the model of the Church due to her faith and the way in which she united her will to God's divine will. And then he also called her Mother of the Church, because she is the mother of Christ, and Christ gave us the Church, so therefore she is Mother of the Church. I found an interesting event that I'm going to share with you. It is said to have occurred in the springtime of 1980, so just a little over 40 years ago. According to the story, a young college student was at St. Peter's Square at the Vatican during Holy Week. It is said that he had an opportunity to speak with Pope John Paul II, and during their conversation, he told the Pope that he did not see an image of the Blessed Mother anywhere in St. Peter's Square. He asked the Holy Father why there was no image of Mary, especially since she is the heart of the Church and St. Peter's is the heart of Christendom. And so, an artist was commissioned and a beautiful mosaic was created and then installed at St. Peter's in such a way that the mosaic is able to be seen from any part of St. Peter's Square. Underneath the mosaic is St. Pope John Paul's papal motto, Totus Tuus, all yours. And beneath that, in large print, you can read the words, Mater Ecclesiae, Mother of the Church. Pope John Paul II wrote an encyclical on Mary as Mother of the Church. And it seems that he followed those two titles that were first given by St. Ambrose. That is, Mary as Model of the Church and Mary as Mother of the Church. So St. John Paul wrote the following. Mary is present in the Church as the Mother of Christ, and at the same time, as that Mother whom Christ in the mystery of the Redemption gave to humanity in the person of the Apostle John. Thus, in her new motherhood in the Spirit, Mary embraces each and every one in the Church, and embraces each and every one through the Church. In this sense, Mary, Mother of the Church, is also the Church's model. The devotion given to Mary as Mother of the Church, Mater Ecclesiae, continues. 2 years ago, in 2018, Pope Francis decreed a new feast in Mary's honor. It is the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. And Pope Francis said that the feast should be celebrated every year on the Monday following Pentecost. And that brings us back to Pentecost and to the image of Mary seated among the apostles when the Church was born. And so tonight, just like every other day since the first Pentecost, the Church is being renewed. Tonight, among us, the Church is being renewed. And Mary continues to guide and intercede on our behalf. With that in mind, would you please respond, pray for us to each of these petitions. Mary, model of the Church. Mary, seated among the apostles at Pentecost. Mary, Mother of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.